Photo: Trump triggers leftists with image of himself as Pope. By Amy Furr on May 3, 2025. President Donald Trump on Friday shared an AI image of himself dressed as the Pope and received lots of reactions. In the post on Truth Social, the president did not write a caption but only shared the image of himself dressed in white papal robes with a cross around his neck. The post appears to be linked to Trump's statement this week when a reporter asked him who he would like to see as the next Pope. "I'd like to be Pope. That would be my number one choice," he said jokingly. "No, I don't know. I have no preference. I must say we have a cardinal that happens to be out of a place called New York who's very good," he added. Pope Francis died on April 21 at 88 years of age, and a commencement date for the conclave to elect his successor was recently set by the Vatican. For Wednesday, May 7, Breitbart News reported. Some social media users were not happy with the president after he shared the AI image. "During this period of Novum Dies, mourning the loss of Pope Francis, I'll set this offense aside because Trump and his narcissism gets off on our being offended. More to the point, this affirms how unserious and incapable he is. At 78 he remains a 10-year-old child, emotionally scarred and broken while desperate to prove he could be somebody. His problem, he can't grow up to prove it," podcast host and former RNC chairman Michael Steele wrote. Another person accused Trump of turning the papal conclave into a costume party, calling it a bold move. However, such arguments were countered by others online. One user whose profile says he is the biggest Trump supporter in Poland, wrote, "For those who say President Trump is mocking the papacy and Catholicism. During his first term, President Trump paid homage to Pope John Paul II, and when the day came on June 2, 1979, and 1 million Poles gathered around Victory Square for their very first mass with their Polish Pope. That day, every communist in Warsaw must have known that their oppressive system would soon come crashing down," he stated. Another social media user said, "Trump as Pope is hilarious. So many are triggered over this. Calm down, folks. He is just trolling." Additional people commented on Trump's post, one person writing, "Love it when he trolls." Following the Pope's death, Trump shared his condolences online, stating, "Rest in peace, Pope Francis. May God bless him and all who loved him." He and his wife, First Lady Melania Trump, later attended the Catholic leader's funeral in Rome, Italy, to pay their respects.